Praise God, the fire of God's power, the fire of His Holy Spirit, like the lampstands burning with fire. The fire of God that empowers us, that changes and transforms us and gives us the power to be a person of clean, holy, life-giving, powerful words and speech so that our lips are clean and we can declare the oracles of God. That's power. Joseph. Yes. Preach it, brother. Amen. Boy, you got a preaching couple there. I'll tell you what, man. You ought to be leading a home group or something, man. Wow. Amen. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. But those who humble themselves will be exalted. Oh, hallelujah. What a God. What an amazing God. I love that. And it's amazing how He empowers us to minister so powerfully and effectively in the very area that once held us in bondage. Isn't that amazing? Isaiah was a man of unclean lips, enslaved to sin, because he who practices sin is a slave to sin, enslaved to the impurity and the profanity and the uncleanness of his lips. And now God has touched him with the fire of His cleansing power. And now Isaiah is about to become one of the greatest prophets that ever walked the face of planet Earth. Wow. I love when God does that. So immediately after Isaiah confesses, God comes and cleanses him. And immediately after God cleanses him, after that, God opens up a door of opportunity. Because after He purged Isaiah's lips, it says in Isaiah 6:8, Isaiah said also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I. Send me. Ah! Oh, God is so good. He not only forgives with mercy, He empowers with grace, and then He commissions and sends us out in the power of that mercy and grace to touch other people. So Isaiah used those same lips that were at one time unclean. He used them to become one of the greatest prophets of all time. I love what give me a break. Graham Cook, not G.K. Chesterton. Blah, 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 blah. I love what Graham Cook says about this. He says, you know, situations like that, he feels like God uses that to just rub it in the devil's face. Because that very thing that Satan used to beat us to death with, God now takes and uses it to advance His kingdom and set people free. The very thing that used to beat us down, we are now using to demolish the kingdom of darkness and set people free and bring them life. What's his name that I just said? Graham Cook, thank you, says God just uses that, he says in his opinion, to rub it in the devil's face to see, just to say, see? Man. So, do you realize how powerfully you can change someone's life for good by your words? Let's take another survey this time. Number one, first question. How many people here today are better people today? Healthier, more full of life, more stable, more alive, more fruitful, more full of joy. How many people here today are better people today because of the power of someone's words? Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, when God ministers life to us through someone's words. Man, I love, that's one of my love languages, words of affirmation, man. That just, that sends me. Man. Number two, how many people have experienced healing in their life because of someone's words? Maybe someone else hurt you, but now someone comes along and that wound is healed because of the gracious words of somebody. Anybody experience healing because of someone's words? Isn't that beautiful? Oh, thank God for that. Let me ask number three. How many people have seen their marriages healed because they learned control over their tongue? Heather's smiling back there. Not me. I'm single. Amen. Amen. I can think of the things that I used to justify myself in saying early in a marriage, and now I look back and think how foolish that I should hurt the love of my life, my bride, with those kinds of selfish things. Man, how I just want to, you know, just step aside from all those things and just speak words of life. You know, happy wife, happy life. Happy wife, happy life. It's simple, guys. Gentlemen, let's get a grip. Yeah. I want to close with the story. If you all would indulge me, please. This won't take long, but I've got to share this, the power of words, because this has just brought me to the ground with the power of, and I know you guys are tired of hearing me talk about this couple. I'm still trying to get my mind around it, so please just indulge me. Reading the biography of Heidi and Roland Baker and their ministry in Mozambique and the people that they've been able to touch with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you the story of a girl named Helena. I think that's how you say it. H-E-L-E-N-A. Helena? Okay. Elena. Yeah, whatever, Leomar. You know, I'll send you an angiogram. I am in so much trouble when she gets back next week. Don't you dare tell her this is on the internet. Facebook her. I am toast. I might as well enjoy these next few moments. When I met Helena, she was a prostitute. A maimed, malnourished 12-year-old child, forced by poverty to sell her body on the streets. Years before, this is in Mozambique, years before, the reed hut she shared with her grandmother and brothers caught fire and burned down. She was so badly burned that one leg was actually burned off. I could see her scarred knee where her leg ended. Helena survived the fire, but because she was disabled, her grandmother decided that she was of no use. She had become a burden to her family, and the decision was made to kill her. Helena's brothers were instructed to take her out to a field and stone her. They dragged her out to the field and threw rocks at her until she passed out. Assuming she was dead, they left her. A man walking through the field discovered her, severely injured and unconscious, but alive. He picked her up and took her to the hospital. In such cases, the government hospital is free. Helena spent 6 months there recovering, and during her entire stay, she didn't have one visitor. I found Helena one night during our street outreach. I told her of my Father God's love and forgiveness. I told her what Jesus did for her. What was she giving her? Words. Just words. They didn't cost a cent. Took nothing to give them. What was the result? I told her of my Father God's love and forgiveness. I told her what Jesus did for her. She fell apart in my arms and wept. She asked me over and over, Jesus would do that for me. Jesus would die for me. That is so beautiful. That is so lovely. I want to know Him and follow Him. And that night on the street, Helena came home to live with us. Words. Just words. Changed this girl's life. But it gets better. It gets better. God began to do a deep healing in her heart. She went through a lot of deliverance. Her family was deeply into witchcraft. Once she was set free from demonic influence, she was completely transformed. This young girl who had endured so much hardship, trauma, ridicule, and abuse was now consumed by the great love of God. She was indebted to Him. Her immediate reaction was, I love this. He has forgiven me for so much. He has set me free. I forgive my grandmother and my brothers. I want to go and tell them about the love of God. I've been given priceless words that have rescued my soul. I forgive my grandmother and my brothers. I want to give them those words in return. Helena risked her life to go back to the family that had tried to murder her so she could share God's love with them. She has returned to her home 3 times. She was not received well, but she refuses to give up. Her grandmother is still very strongly involved with the occult and has not responded. One of her brothers had disappeared, but the other one is listening. Wow. Helena continues to pray for her family every day. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? Words. Words. What did it do to her when she heard her grandmother tell her brothers, can't use her anymore, take her out, stone her, kill her? What was the weight of that rejection that went through her and cut her soul asunder? What was the weight of those words when the men would come up to her on the street? But what was the utter transforming weight of the words of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because in those words, Helena saw the Lord. And in that encounter with God, it absolutely and utterly changed her life. Words that brought the living God into her life experience and changed her literally forever. Words of healing, words of salvation, words of deliverance, words of life. And now she wants to take those words to the very people who sentenced her to death and give those words in the hope that they, in those words, they will see God and be changed forever. So I just want to encourage us today just to realize the power that God has placed in our heart and in our mouth, and the power that He has given us just through our words to give life or to take life. Amen? Doesn't that just make you want to just fall at His feet? He's so kind that He would give us such a powerful instrument. Do you know? I know I'm going over my time. I'm sorry. Can you think of, is there anybody that comes to your mind right now? Maybe they live next door. Maybe you encounter them in the market every day. Just somebody that God may want to use you and your words to touch their life. Amen. Amen. Once you see the Lord, everything is different, everything changes. And if everything changes, our words ought to change also.